Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at nwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Clark Park here in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold Vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in a kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load on one of their massage chairs. Admission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 for oil change. Yes, you can still get a bargain for under $20. $17.95, you heard that right. $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. A shout out to the Naperville Trolley and Tours. That Trolley and Tours, they have beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Sullivan Steakhouse, another sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show now for almost 7 years. Right in March, we're going to be celebrating 7 years of the good show. We want to do a shout out to our friends over at Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. And also to our friends over at Naper Settlement, where history comes to play, and Berkeley's is the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. There's a business that's family-owned and operated. Check out Berkeley's.com. And finally, many thanks to our sponsor, North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact the farm at 815-768-5400 for any questions, and tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web, guys, at nforkfarm.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the good show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. I mentioned a little bit at the beginning of the show opening. I should say that March will mark 7 years. No, I'm not feeling much. You're stuck with me, at least for a little while. I'm enjoying the show very much, and I want to do a shout-out to all of my longtime listeners on Blog Talk Radio, to those on Pivot Radio Network in Chicago, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Thanks for everybody following along there. Tuyville Internet Radio, they've been with me since the very beginning. WCKG, 1530 AM, whenever they feel like it. 1010 News Talk, you guys. And, of course, it all began on Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the good show. I am your host. The show is live every Thursday afternoon from 1:30 until 2 p.m. It's a half hour because we know your day is jam-packed and busy, and we try to cram in as much as we can in a half hour so we keep you from moving along and getting your things in order, life going. And we really appreciate your time. Pause and listen. Whether it be on the train, heading to work, or while you're doing the dishes, some of you listen. So I really appreciate you, and thank you for all your support and for listening in, because it's important that we have an audience and people that we can tell about all these wonderful not-for-profits. The show really features not-for-profits every week. And having said that, I don't have a not-for-profit, but we do have a lot of announcements. But we do have, and we do have quite a treat for you. Peggy O'Flaherty, she is the founder of a company called Mavely. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm pretty sure. Mavely. And we're going to be talking to her. She's an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, she calls herself, and mother of five, married 25 years. She has started up, this is probably her fourth or fifth company. We'll talk to Peggy in a bit. So if you are an entrepreneur, have that entrepreneurial spirit, or have always wanted to, it's never too late to start. That's for sure. Look at me. I started 2 years ago myself, and now I'm up to two magazines. And, you know, also with the radio show too, 7 years ago. But, you know, Peggy is an expert and can definitely inspire you and motivate you. And if you are on the fence, she probably will give you a little push, and you will. There you go. You don't want to miss my interview with Peggy Clarity coming up very shortly here. But first, this is a good show, and we wanted to do a shout out to the Chicago Auto Show coming very soon to Chicago. This has been a tradition in Chicago for, what, almost 100 years, I think? Yeah, at least. February 7th, you know, I love to go to First Look for Charity. That's happening February 7th. You can buy, you can buy tickets for that online at chicagoautoshow.com. It's one of Chicago's most anticipated charity events. It offers you food, beverages, entertainment, lots of great entertainment for sure, and a preview of the nation's largest auto show here in Chicago at McCormick Place. Over the past 28 years, the Chicago Auto Show First Look for Charity benefit has raised more than $50 million for local charities, including Drakoria, the Special Olympics in Illinois, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Chicago, ALS Association, Turning Point Autism, Catholic Charities, 100 Club of Chicago, which takes care of our first responders. And you may remember Jay Hearn, who is heading up that group, being on the show not too long ago. Jesse White Tumblers and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital, Habitat for Humanity. There's 28 of them. You can start to, I think I've got most of them. New Star, Advocate Healthcare. We're going to do a shout out to, let's do it, Franciscan Community Benefit Services, Susan G. Komen Organization, JDRF for Diabetes, Lydia, Safe Families for Children. Did I get all your book? Yeah, I think I got them all. Yeah, all 28. I think I did. Yeah. So that's February 7th. I'm still figuring out what I'm going to wear. Anybody have any suggestions? I'll take them. Yeah. Hopefully you can join me for that. I'm looking forward to that. February 29th, the Park, one of my magazines, Park Ridge Living, is a sponsor of Winter Music Fest that's happening in Uptown Park Ridge at the Harp and Fiddle Pub here. And we're very proud, as I'm very proud as the editor publisher of Park Ridge Living, to sponsor that. And I have a couple more announcements. Then we're going to go to my guest, Peggy O'Flaherty. As I mentioned earlier in the show, we'll get to Peggy in just a moment. I see that she's waiting in to talk to me, and I'm really looking forward to talking to her. But first, we have just a couple more announcements. Peggy, thanks for being so patient. Winterfest, Winter Music Fest happening at the Harp and Fiddle. That's Saturday, February 29th at 7 p.m. It's $40. It includes three bands, two drinks, and appetizers. You can get your tickets in advance at Eventbrite or at the door. All the proceeds will benefit the Park Ridge Newcomers Club Labor of Love 2020. Their gala is happening May 9th. So more about that, and a shout out to the Harp and Fiddle for hosting it. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also a very proud sponsor of that as well. So stick around for more details on that. And finally, did I tell you we're going to Ireland? Yes, we are. The Dolly McCarthy Show and Park Ridge Living, we're heading back to Ireland November 1st through the 8th, 2020. So you've got just under 11 months now to save your pennies. And really, that's all you really need. It's only $14.99 to go to Ireland for a week with me. Come and learn all about it. February 4th at the Harp and Fiddle. Does that look like, does it too obvious that I like the Harp and Fiddle? Do I make it too obvious? Yeah, so come on out and discover more about this exciting once-in-a-lifetime trip with the harp and fiddle owner, Declan Stapleton, who was born and raised in Dublin. He's going to take us on a little private tour of Dublin. And, of course, there's so much more to this trip. You would not believe it. But I will be there along with my daughters. If you want to come out February 4th, if you can't make it, I understand, but send me an email, shoot me a message, and I will give you all the details. I'll email the details to you. But it's February 4th at 7 o'clock at the Harp and Fiddle. Come on down for more information about that and appetizers on me. We'll be right back.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty. Before I take Peggy O'Flaherty with Mavely on the line, I want to do a quick shout out to the Brightside Theater, a wonderful professional theater company, non-for-profit company located in the heart of Naperville. All their shows are at either the Mowgli Swallow Hall or Madden Theater at Central College. They've got Nine, the musical, in concert. That show happens February 7th through the 9th at the Madden Theater. You can get tickets on the website at brightsidetheater.com. Okay, without further ado, I'm really, really excited to finally welcome on the show. I've been trying to get her on the show for quite a while. She's a very busy lady. Of course she is. She's got five kids. Busy people. You know it. I'm not going to cue the violins here, but she's a very busy lady, but she is just amazing at all things she's accomplished in her lifetime. Married 25 years. She spent her life working to empower community of women, and she's done that by just even with her own acts, not only just her acts of charity and being just such a lovely person and a friend of mine for about 5 years now. We met, I won't go into that story, but she has started her first company. Three of the last ones sold and one didn't arrive, so whatever, it doesn't matter. She's the co-founder and chief community officer of Mavely. Please welcome to the show, Peggy O'Flaherty. Peggy, welcome.
Oh, Dolly, it's so good to hear your voice again. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, that's quite a compliment. Thank you, Peggy. You too. It's really great to connect again. And you and I are always like passing, we're always passing each other on Facebook. You know, it's nice to see all the good stuff that you're doing and how your kids are growing up, and now I noticed that you have started a new company. I was really excited to have you on the show. This company that you started is a fast-growing social shopping platform. It helps women discover, you know, cool products, and you can earn money back. Peggy's going to tell more about it, but the way people have described it is you're kind of putting together Amazon, Instagram, and Pinterest, and so the best of all those combine into one space. How are you doing, Peggy? What really inspired you to start another business? You're bored with all those chips and all those other companies running. How are you doing it?
Dolly, looking in the mirror, right? Because you're the same kind of woman that loves to be busy and loves to help other people, and your mind is like mine, that is always moving and always thinking about. I think that's what happens when you're a mom of a big family. You're always trying to find ways to solve problems. And I created Mavely out of two reasons. One, to help direct-to-consumer brands, so female-founded, up-and-coming brands get discovered. So if they can't get discovered by being on the shelf at Nordstrom's or Macy's or Target, they really need a network of women who can support them. So that was my one reason for starting Mavely. My second reason for starting Mavely is every mom I know shares products naturally with her friends. Like you, Dolly, I come from a big family. I'm the youngest of 10 children and with eight sisters. Wow. And I turn to my sisters for recommendations. You know, I always call my sisters
two.
About.
You have eight sisters as well as I do. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Okay. Yeah. There we go. No wonder you have that sense of what really women want and can work. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think, don't you turn to your sisters? Like, I have one sister that I turn to when I'm looking for ideas about cooking. I have a different sister that I turn to about ideas on exercise. I have a different sister I turn to when I need a advice for parenting and relationships. I have another sister that's like my go-to for travel. And so I created Mavely as a platform where you can bring together amazing brands and amazing women, and everybody that's shopping and sharing things are all getting money back in their pocket. Just like influencers do, I thought, what about the everyday woman? And so I found over 300 brands that want to reward women for just naturally doing what women do, which is shouting out and sharing products that they love. So it's a win-win. If I buy and I get cash back, and if I share something with you, you also earn cash back and we both win together. And then ultimately the brand starts to grow. So that's the reasons why I created Mavely, and it's been about a year and a half. It's been one of the fastest growing social shopping platforms because we have a shopping element, but we have a social element where women can make recommendations and referrals about products they love. And they can also post a product that's not even on Mavely. If they just found a beautiful new handbag or they found a new suitcase, they could take a picture of it, put the website, and load that brand right into our platform.
Oh, wow. And then do you get a benefit from that? Like a, if let's say this one post of a beautiful Louis Vuitton that costs $2,000, if 25 women are buying it through your site, do you get a cut of that? Do the savings get passed on to women? Do they offer a savings? I mean, how does that work with that type of?
That's a great question. So there's two different types of brands on our platform. There's brands that actually have relationships with us, and those are the direct-to-consumer brands like One Love Organics or BarkBox and Allbirds, Able Clothing, Books Flowers. If you need to buy Valentine's Day gifts for your loved one, you can buy Books Flowers. So all of our preferred brands that have a relationship with us, they do share money back with every single woman that shops, and they share money with every single woman that shares. In our activity feed, if you just discover something, if you're walking down Michigan Avenue, Dolly, and you find a beautiful Louis Vuitton bag, you could take a picture of it. You put the Louis Vuitton address or website or phone number right onto our site, and that's kind of just an independent Dolly's sharing her favorite thing. But there's no sharing of cash on those products. But you may find a good deal and you want to share it with people. So that's how you would add it to the social feed of our platform.
Okay, so how do women get Mavely? It's an app?
Yep, it's an app and it's easy to download. They can just go to the Apple Store, you know, iTunes, or they can go to the App Store, or they can go to Google Play, depending on if they have an Android or an iPhone. And they just type in Mavely, M-A-V-E-L-Y. They can download the app. It's free. They can sign up, and they can just simply start discovering, shopping, sharing, and inviting their friends to the app.
Okay, so it's a free app, too. And so tell us more about the women's buying power here and makes this – yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I think we all know that in a household, 80% of the buying power comes from decisions that women in the household make, right? And I think that's pretty common across many families and even individual women. You know, they are the ones who are making the decisions about what is being consumed in our household. And so with that, we believe that women have the power to make or break a brand. And one of the things I particularly like, and I know you're a big supporter of this too, Dolly, is there are so many women who come up with new, innovative, creative products. Every single beauty product, handbags, clothing, food like a Hint water bottle, Sunbasket food, or, you know, clothing. Women come up with these beautiful products, but for them to get distributed nationally across the country requires really women locking arms together and shouting them out and supporting their products. So one of the things we do at Mavely is we really believe that we can empower women and people for good, and we can influence for good, not only by supporting these brands that are sustainable, female-founded, philanthropic brands, but we also believe that we support the American woman by putting more money back into the woman's pocket by sharing and shopping those products. Collectively, we all have a bigger buying power.
Fantastic. I love that. I love that idea. So how many women are on this app now? I mean, you just started it. So has it really taken off more than you, beyond your imagination?
Well, you know what's so funny is years and years and years ago, I had a bunch of, I have five children of my own, just like you, and my girlfriends in my network, we all were sharing recommendations on products. And I said, I can create a Google sheet to keep a list of all of our favorite, you know, tennis shoes, sporting equipment for our kids. And then eventually when I came up with this idea of creating Mavely, I thought I could really create a platform that would house everybody's recommendations. And so this app started by me introducing this to one friend who helped me test this last year with about 60 women. And we very quickly grew from two women to 60 women to 2,500 women to over 5,000 women. And we are growing every single day. Our goal is over 30,000 women by the middle of this year. And that's really going to happen by people like you, Dolly, shouting us out. So thank you.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. You're so right. Women are huge influencers in actually all aspects of our lives, the world. And it's about time that you get some credit and some cash back for that. So I love this, this app here. It's a free app. You can download off of your Apple app, right? And just take us through it. Once I sign on, you know, what does it look like? Is it easy to navigate? How easy is it to navigate?
Oh, it is super easy to navigate. Right across the top, the first thing you get is it just kind of explains Mavely is for shopping, Mavely is for sharing, Mavely is for cash back. Then we go into you can discover. And again, who doesn't love being a good gift giver, right? Like my kids would always say, Mom, you are a terrible gift giver. Now that I have Mavely this Christmas, my kids were so happy. My husband was thrilled. My sisters were thrilled because I was able to discover new things that they had never heard about. And there's, you know, everything was just, stockings were full of gifts that were unique and cool and innovative. So the first thing you see on Mavely is about discovery.
I love it. I think that I would probably download it just for that reason alone. I'm horrible at giving gifts. Unless I know specifically what they want, then I get it. My ears are always open for hints and ideas because I'm so bad. I go into the store and I just, you know, I don't really need anything myself. So, okay, what could they possibly want? I don't need anything. I'm so bad at that. I would download the app for that reason alone. I love that. Okay, so you get help with
Yeah, so that was the number one thing. We interviewed thousands of women a year and a half ago, and we said, what's the most important thing in your shopping? And women would say to us, I like going into a party, and I don't want to have a dress on that everybody else has on. I like to have a unique dress. You know, people say, when I give a gift for my girlfriend for her 30th birthday, I want to give her something unique and different. And so discovery of new products was people's number one piece of feedback for us. So when you first open the app, you can shop by categories, you can shop new, you can shop brands. My favorite thing is you can shop by collections. So we put together gift guides for things like health and wellness, lounging around during the winter, healthy eating, new coats for your closet,
tailored to
female founded.
Yeah, I like that.
So you can go into the app and you can kind of sort the collections based on your interest. Like if I want something shiny and new, I like some bling, then you can just go right to the bling and get some, you know, jewelry or something that you're looking for. So that's how people discover. The second part of the app is our activity feed. And this is where women come in and they favorite things. They share products that they're discovering. They're inviting people into the app so they can help their friends discover something new, and they're sharing products with people that they love. That's the activity feed. Then we have a shopping cart where you can kind of save things.
Okay, yep. So when they share, that part of the app is considered. So if I bought a sweater at Target, how does that work? Can you not post something like that?
You can absolutely post it.
Okay.
Yep. You go
and how would somebody
feed.
Saw that get to buy it? You know, do I tell them where it's at? And then how does the app benefit from that?
Absolutely. So on the activity feed, if it's a Mavely product, you can click on the handbag or you can click on trade coffee, which is amazing. You can click on the coffee and right from there, you can go and buy. If it's something that Dolly discovered at Target, a cute pair of shoes or a sweater, you can click on that. and you can actually tag www.target.com, then they can go off to Target directly from their phone and they can go shop at Target. So you can put in a link for any of these other products, which makes Mavely uniquely different, because all these people that are listening to us today, many of them have their own products. They can download Mavely, add their product that they've created or their brand or their new innovation directly to our platform, and we can now distribute it for them across the entire country. So anybody that's new that wants to showcase their brand, they should download Mavely, go to the activity feed, take a photo, put their website in, and add their product so we can help more people discover their goods.
Now, what about the influencers out there? Is that how they get going too? How do they get
You know, I love working with everyday women, and I love working with influencers. What we have found is, it's when I talk with someone like you, Dolly, you're so good because you're a vehicle for me to kind of take a big megaphone and share Mavely with your entire audience. And that's really how we've been growing. Influencers are the same way. When I've found influencers around the country that fall in love with Mavely and they do a YouTube video or they do a social media post, they're like you, where they're a vehicle or a medium to shout out Mavely like a megaphone on a mountain, so many people can help us grow virally across the country.
And you do have a website too.
Influencers.
Okay. Okay. So how about a website? You have a website that people can go to, if, because I like to buy things. I look on my phone, but then I always go back to my laptop so I can get a better image of it, bigger image. Is that possible
Absolutely.
To do?
Absolutely. I would encourage people to look at www.mavely.life. And when they look at mavely.life, they can hear our founder story and they can learn more about our mission, our core values, and they can get an easy access link to go download the app.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, Peggy, I am so proud of you. Here we are, your fourth company, huge success. I'm so proud of you, and congratulations on that. And I'm going to be checking out this app, Mavely. You can do it too, and I'd like to get your feedback on what you guys think of this app. Again, we've been talking to Peggy O'Flaherty, who's the co-founder and chief community officer of Mavely. And she's a serial entrepreneur, mom of five. You can find her on Facebook. Very inspiring woman. And if you can learn a lot just by watching this woman, that's for sure. Peggy, really, thanks for coming back on the show. And it's wonderful to have you. We got Peggy and I back in our Dan and Field days, right? And
well, and I hope to see you in Ireland. I would love to bring my kids and meet you in Ireland. That would be amazing.
Oh, my gosh. There we go. Yeah, come on out. February 4th for information night. It's only $1,400 for the week, and it includes everything except the airfare, of course. But, you know, airfare is in Ireland. Thanks for that little plug, Peggy. I appreciate it. Check out Mavely. Please let me know what you think of the app. It sounds really awesome. You hit another one out of the ballpark. That's for sure. Keep going and inspiring us women out there. And keep those ideas rolling and coming along.
Thanks, Dolly.
Right. That's for today's show, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And tune in next week for another edition of The Good Show. I can't wait to hear what you guys think of this app. Please let me know. Love to hear more about it. And we'll see you next week, everybody. Cheers. So long. Good, everybody. Be good to each other. Bye-bye.